So I brought along some animal masks to show you this morning. And I wonder how good you are at wild animals, whether you can guess which animals these are. Right, can anybody tell me who that is? A zebra, very good, yes. We love zebras, don't they? They're like a funny horse, aren't they, with stripy pyjamas on. Who's that? Yes? A bear. A bear, what sort of bear is it? A brown bear, that's right, a big brown bear. You can get black bears, can't you? And brown bears and yogi bear. That's an easy one, isn't it? Who's that then, Jacob? Ellie something, yes, that's right, an elephant. Good. He's got a big nose, hasn't he? Now, who's that? A panda, that's right, it's a giant panda, isn't it? Good. Oh yes, that's an easy one, isn't it? Who's that? A king of the jungle. It's a lion, isn't it? That's right. Right, now, not many left here. Leah, who's that? Tiger. Tiger, yes, very good, yes. Tiny tiger. A bigger one for Matthew, who's that then? It's a bit difficult, isn't it? It's another tiger, isn't it? What kind of tiger is it? A white tiger, yes? Sometimes called a snow tiger. That's right, because it camouflages itself in the snow. Oh, what a wild bunch we've got here this morning, haven't we? It's a good job you're not growling, as we'll all be frightened and terrified. But isn't it wonderful how God has made all these animals, and God has made them so very different? They're all different, aren't they? Just think if God had made all the animals exactly the same. Well, it would be a very boring world, wouldn't it? But God has made them all different as it pleased him. Some are tall, some are short, some are thin, some are fat, some are black, some are white, some are black and white, some are all the colours under the sun, some have stripes, some have spots, but they're all different, and God has made each one so perfectly and wonderfully. But I wonder if anybody can tell me, why is it that all these animals are wild? Why is it that you can't put your head upon this lion without being bitten? Why aren't the animals friendly? Why are they wild? Because of sin, that's right. Because sin has spoiled God's wonderful, perfect world. You see, the Bible tells us that at the very beginning, everything was peaceful and perfect. And no one would harm each other. All the animals you could play with, they were all friendly. And they didn't eat and hurt one another. Everything was wonderful. And Adam and Eve, the first man and the woman, they lived in paradise in the Garden of Eden with all the animals, and they could play with all these animals. Wouldn't that be wonderful? And you know, Adam was given the responsibility of naming all the animals. That would be wonderful, wouldn't it, to do that? Wouldn't you like to name the animals? And you can imagine as he went round and had a look at them, and he's wondering what to call them. He would see that lion over there, and he would say, now, look at that lion down on the ground. And you would be patting that lion and you'd say, what can I call this animal? I know, I'll call it a lion, because it's always lying down. and then he would have found a hole in the ground and he would have put his hand in and found this long wiggly thing. And he would have said, that thing keeps making a s in sound. I know what I'll call it. I'll call that a snake. That's a snake. And so he gave names to all these animals. Isn't that wonderful? And he was completely friendly, and he didn't have to be afraid of any of the animals, because everything was peaceful in God's wonderful world. But when Adam disobeyed God, when he sinned, and did what he shouldn't do, we read that not only did Adam become wild, and Adam and Eve began to fight and to hurt one another, that wildness entered also into the animals too, and also into the ground. And suddenly God's perfect world was spoiled. And that's why there's all the fighting and violence and hatred. People hurting one another today. Animals killing one another. It's all due to our disobedience. It's due to human sin. The things we've done wrong. Do you know the wonderful thing, boys and girls? Is that Jesus is coming back again to this earth. And when Jesus comes back again, he's going to make everything new again. And he's going to take away all the violence and all the hatred. He's going to take that wildness out of our hearts. He's going to take that wildness out of the animals. And they're all going to be friendly again. And he's going to make a new heaven. And he's going to make a new earth. Where people will live in this world with all the animals. in perfect harmony. Won't that be wonderful? And you know, if we know and love the Saviour, and if our sins are forgiven and we are trusting in Jesus this morning, then we will be there in the new creation, the new heavens, and the new earth.